Step 5. Build your sphere. The next step to build a six-figure income, I believe, is by far the most important marketing and lead generation skill you can have. For this next step, it is vital to build up and strengthen your sphere of influence. This is the one skill that all of the best realtors in every market have in common. It's the foundation of your real estate business, and yet it's the one area that most realtors are weak in. Now, I know to say most is a strong statement, but the evidence is on my side. Per the National Association of Realtors, 73% of people say they would use their realtor again, but less than 25% actually do. Why is that? Because this is an area that agents have either taken for granted or have become lax in over the years, with their focus being diverted to social media and third-party leads. If you're not closing between 3 to 5 properties per month from your sphere of influence, then it's okay to admit you're not maximizing the most important source of clients you have. The first mistake I see agents make is that they try to make their sphere too big. Yes, too big. Let's be honest. If you can't effectively build a relationship with every single person in your list, then you are spreading yourself out too thin. This is not like fishing, where the bigger your net, the more fish you get. This is more like gardening, where if you have too many plants in your personal garden, they will not have enough space or get enough individual attention, and they will become weak with very few plants bearing fruit. Keep your sphere around 100 people. As you get better and build solid relationships, you can slowly expand that list to around 150. But that's really where most people max out before they start to lose effectiveness. There is no question that there are no better leads than referrals. Once someone is referred, you rarely have to compete for their business. If you are prompt, courteous, and knowledgeable, why would they have to go anywhere else? Here's an interesting fact. 5% of the adult population will move every year. If you have a solid relationship with 100 people, then 5 of them will move in the next 12 months. But wait, didn't I say that your sphere of influence was your greatest lead source? Yes, but it's not your direct sphere you are looking to service. It's their friends, family, and associates that really make this lead source so powerful. Everyone knows at least 100 people. When you take the 100 people in your sphere and multiply that times your sphere's 100 acquaintances, that comes to over 10,000 people. Of that 10,000 people, there are 500 people who will move in the next 12 months. Let's be more realistic. Not all 100 people will have 100 acquaintances who they have influence over. Let's say that each of the 100 people in your sphere have influence over 25 people, which is a conservative estimate. That's still 125 potential clients each year just from your sphere. Even when you take into account that only 88% of buyers and 89% of sellers use a realtor, that's 111 opportunities each year. If you can capture even 35%, then that comes to 39 closings per year. The fact is, I have many agents who close over 70 homes per year just from their sphere. I could teach a whole series on how to nurture your sphere of influence, but for now, I want you to consider the following to get started or improve on what you're already doing. First, if you don't already have a rock-solid relationship with everyone in your sphere, then reduce your list down to 100 people. If you're starting with less than 100 people, then that's okay. Start there. Nurture those relationships and build up slowly until you have 100 people. Stay in regular contact with the people in your sphere. Call, text, or private message each one of them on a monthly basis. That's only 3 people per day and very easy to manage. Block out time each day, without fail, to communicate directly with your sphere. Try to personally meet with everyone in your sphere at a minimum of once or twice a year, with quarterly being ideal. The more often you meet, the better the relationship. The better the relationship, the more referrals you'll receive. You can meet them for lunch or coffee, or even stop them in the hallway at church and have a personal, heartfelt conversation with them. The point is, you need to build a real, honest, and caring relationship, and that's hard to do over Facebook, email, or a newsletter. Speaking of a newsletter, send out a monthly newsletter to everyone in your sphere where you share home maintenance tips, local events, and so on. On their birthday, Christmas, and other meaningful times, send handwritten notes. This is one area you should never skimp on. People still appreciate a heartfelt, handwritten card, and it will help you stand out from other realtors who are bombarding them with marketing. Call the people in your sphere on their birthday and consider giving them a small gift. 100 gifts with a $15 price tag comes to $1,500 per year, but even one referral pays for this several times over. At Christmas or Thanksgiving, pop by with another small gift. It can be a gift card or a honey-baked ham. Regardless of what it is, it will be remembered and appreciated. Did you notice that much of what I suggested above costs money? You can't be afraid to spend money on your sphere of influence to nurture and solidify those relationships. If you have to spend $1,000 per month, but you close 3 homes per month from their referrals, you can't tell me that it wasn't the best money you've ever spent. I would trade $12,000 in expenses for $200,000 in commissions any day. And so would any other man or woman in the world. Well, unless they're hooked on crack, then no, they wouldn't. The point is, you don't have to spend that much to get the job done, but I'd encourage you not to skimp in this area. If you don't have $1,000 to spend each month, then build up to it, but do it. If you want to master this step, then I'd like to recommend taking a Buffini Peak Producers course or Joseph Stumpf's Buy Referral Only and follow it up with coaching. We offer Buffini to all of our agents in Fathom, and those agents who have taken the course have seen a tremendous increase in their business. If I had to start all over in real estate, then that's exactly what I would do, and it is exactly what I recommend to every agent I meet with. It's that awesome. And no, I don't get a single penny for recommending these two organizations. I've just seen them work time and time again.